This episode of the Early Bird Briefing is brought to you by me, Eagle Falcon, and my shenanigans that we pull off over at twitch.tv/EagleFalcon. I highly recommend you go check it out. Support me there. Just hang out. That's all I ask. And now, on to the episode. Fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Friday, May 14th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, let's get an update on the Colonial Pipeline. It's already getting to a point where it's pretty ridiculous. So first things first, there's a ton of images going around of people storing gasoline in plastic bags. First off, don't store gasoline in plastic bags. That's a bad time. Go get a normal container like a normal person would. Please. Now, with that said, a lot of the images that were posted up and talked about were, turns out, from 2019. Wonderful. So now we have a fake crisis that may in fact lead to a real crisis, because there's a ton of images going around of people doing whatever they can to hoard gasoline. On top of that, the pipeline is actually back in service. Maybe I should actually start and talk about the basis of the story. So we talked earlier this week about the Colonial Pipeline that was shut down thanks to a ransomware attack. This happened over the weekend. We didn't finally get a chance to talk about until Tuesday because of scheduling and whatnot, but I digress. So gasoline was unable to be delivered to pretty much almost the entire eastern coast of the United States. This means that in order to fill the shortage, I said gasoline, I meant fuel, just fuel in general, gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Gasoline, of course, just was bought up almost instantly because, well, everyone started panicking and started hoarding. Good job. But this actually brings us to the real problem. The real problem is that it's been revealed that, in fact, Colonial Pipeline paid the $5 million ransom. I want that to sink in for a minute. You have a hacking group that went ahead, attacked a part of the American infrastructure, and you paid the attackers. You gave them exactly what they wanted. So, this sends the message to literally anyone that you can go ahead and attack major portions of the American infrastructure attack it with ransomware or any other kind of malicious code of the like, and you will be punished with being paid. Slow freaking clap. It is quite possibly the worst message that could have possibly sent. But here's the part I love the most. The hacking group responsible, who calls themselves DarkSide, said that, quote, they are apolitical and do not participate in geopolitics, do not need to tie us with a defined government and look for other our motives. I don't know whether that's just mistranslated from the original Russian that was originally posted in, or if, in fact, the people over at Engadget where I pulled this statement from actually did just write it that badly. I'm not entirely sure. But here's what I have to say about this whole thing. BS. B freaking S. You don't go ahead and attack a major part of a country's infrastructure, or even a minor part of the infrastructure. You can go ahead and just say it's, whether it's major or minor or whatever. You don't target something like a fuel pipeline to shut it down and just think, oh, I just want a payday today. Because until now, you would know that the response you're going to get is, it's not going to be friendly, to say the least. You don't go ahead and target something like that without some other kind of motivation other than freaking money. You know, until now, when it worked. That's probably the part that ticks me off the most about this, is the fact that they went ahead and paid it rather than just restoring from a backup. In either case, the pipeline is now operational. Fuel is flowing once again. The impact on the majority of the country is going to be pretty much minimal, other than a little bit of a price hike of like a couple cents per gallon because of the scare that caused it all. And by the beginning of next week, or the middle of next week, maybe the end of next week if we're really unlucky, everything should return back to normal, other than the fact that we now have the long-term ramifications of the fact that a part of the infrastructure was held for ransom using malware, and the hackers were rewarded rather than punished. And again, I cannot stress that enough. That is quite possibly the period, worst period, outcome period, possible period. I cannot stress that point enough. But hey, you know what? At least we got some memes of recycled images from 2 years ago of people filling plastic bags with gasoline, because good freaking job, everyone. You made sure and scared everyone to make sure that they all just filled up everything. That's gonna do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy and stay sane.